everybody, and welcome back to the Pressing Coverage Podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Mason Shreen, and of course I'm joined by none other than the man that drafted Peyton Hillis, number one overall in fantasy one year. It's Max Wiener. Max, how are you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. I live, breathe Peyton Hillis, greatest running back to ever play in Arrowhead Stadium. The GOAT.
Dude.
I got my jersey on the way.
The back tat is coming soon.
Oh, coming soon to a theater near you.
Oh, wow. I can't wait. So, guys, we're back today to talk about the one pressing question for every NFL team in every division. And today we're going to be talking about the best, worst division in football. And by that I mean just the worst division in football.
Worst, best.
The AFC South, baby.
Oof.
Jaguars Nation. Stand up.
Yag's gonna yag.
So, Max, let's jump right in. What do you have for me today about former reigning, the last year's reigning champion, Houston Texans?
Oh, wow. So, H-Town represent the Houston Texans. So, my question for them is, considering how good of a, I guess they had pieces-wise in the team, who is going to jumpstart the offense from the quarterback position? Because Brock Osweiler may have gotten the worst quarterback contract in the history of the NFL. Definitely think that's a very... He's bad.
He's awful. He's horrible.
I think if they had almost any other quarterback than him, they would have been a lot better than they already were. And I think having B.O.B. as the coach definitely helped them out. But I know this is Tom Savage's team, but
they need an upgrade.
Bad. Because they are...
Yeah.
They were 29th in yards, 30th in touchdowns, 30th in yards per attempt. That's bad. That's bad. It's really bad.
Yes, it's horrible.
That's, yeah. I have no other words, and I could probably play quarterback about the level of Brock Osweiler for one series.
Max, don't insult yourself like that.
I know. For at least a quarter.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the Deshaun Watson pick, which I love. I love the kid, man. He's such a high-quality guy. I mean, I believe that I believe that he'll come in there and he'll work his ass off until he's the guy. And he's going to be a star, man. I'm telling you, he's going to be a star. And him lighting it up in preseason just has made me so happy, man. Like, tears are coming out of my face right now. But and he keeps himself humble in front of the cameras and whatnot. And he's got all the makings of just another just great H-Town star. And, you know, I rarely root for Houston teams, but the Texans, you know, they're okay. If Deshaun Watson is their quarterback, then yeah, they're okay in my book.
Go with Tex, go.
And of course, we'd be reminiscent if we didn't talk about one of the greatest football players ever and his potential comeback season, J.J. Watt. So last year their defense was dang good without J.J. Jadeveon Clowney finally showed up like we all thought he would be. He nearly took off Tom Brady's upper half and. Until Tom yelled at the refs, was like, if you keep letting him hit me, he will kill me. So I understand, Tom. But imagine if we can just get JJ at 75%, because I am afraid of big men and those back injuries. But like, he was the best player in football for the past 3 or 4 years. His production was insane.
He's a man.
And like, the only defensive lineman / pass rushers that I think may even be better than him ever are Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White.
Wow.
And that's like it. Honestly, I think he might go down as a top 10 football player of all time. I won't say that. Like, if he stays healthy, he will go down as a top 10 football player of all time.
100%.
And if he never reaches his apex again and just kind of flukes out of the NFL, one, I will cry, because we are being robbed of entertainment and just visual pleasure. Yeah, I said it. If J.J. Watt doesn't get back to how good he was, but anyways, back to my question. is the def- how's the defense going to be this year? That's my big question. We kind of already know what we're going to get with the offense. I know Bill O'Brien has said he likes Tom Savage, and yeah, I get you kind of have to say that, but it's going to be Deshaun's team very soon. And I don't expect, even with Deshaun being there, I don't expect them to take a huge offensive step. I mean, it'll be better than Osweiler's offense, but I don't think it'll take a very huge step because, you know, he is a rookie and they try to ease them into that. So my big question is, how will the defense be this year? They lost OJ Abuye to the Jags, who paid him a crap load of money. But I'm just – I wonder, so how is that defense going to be this year? Is it going to be even better than last year? If so, then they have a good chance of repeating as division champions. And if not, if it is kind of – if it even falters a little bit because they lost Boye to the Jags, is their passing defense going to be a little worse? And if one of my predictions pans out, which I think it will be because we'll get to that team in a second, though, I think they have a good chance to not win the division.
I agree. I think their defense is going to take a step back, as you said, because their secondary definitely took a big hit with that loss. They still may have the pass rush, but I don't think they're going to have much else to be a benefit for them.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it's going to take a step back. Like, that's what my question is. Like, if it takes a step back, then they're not going to – then I think that they're going to have struggle repeating as division champs. But if it takes a step forward, I think that they've got, like, an easy two- or three-game – no, I think they'll have a two-game, like, lead on at the end of the season on the other division competitors. So for me, because in my gut, I think they'll be better, because how can your defense be worse with a player named JJ Watt coming back?
I don't know. It's JJ Watt, so you're automatically better.
That's my thought. Those are my thoughts exactly. So yeah, that's what I think of Houston. They're one of the teams I'm interested to watch now, and for once I'm actually excited that they'll be the second game that gets broadcasted at noon. Because here in Dallas, DFW, for the past 3 years, we've been quote-unquote stuck having to watch the Texans games as the second games available to us at noon. And that involves watching Brock Osweiler play quarterback for a year, which is just the worst thing imaginable. So I'm actually excited to see what happens. I'm honestly just hoping they get Deshaun in there as much as possible and just let him take those snaps, let him develop, let him get going, and so we can see his rise to stardom start sooner. Ooh. So now, Max, the team that I think is going to win the division this year, along with many people, let's talk about the Tennessee Titans. Let's talk about the team in Music City.
You mean the former Houston Oilers?
Sure, man.
So I think everyone's high on the Titans. I think that they're the hot team this year, for sure.
The exotic smash mouth offense is no joke anymore.
So my question, offense definitely taking some great step forwards. Marcus Marinara is blossoming into a young star. But I think that they still need to take another step forward on their pass defense. They were 30th in yards last year, bottom half for every other statistic on their passing defense. Who do they have as a playmaker back there?
Two words.
Okay.
Dory Jackson.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, I know, Max.
Electric. Not only is he going to be an amazing special teams player, but he is 100% going to be a difference maker in that secondary. With his speed, he's got wheels for days. He's great. But it was a nice step forward, but I just don't see this passing defense being, especially when you have Andrew Luck in the division, and then if
Houston's offense can figure things out,
I think it's going to be
tough. Thank goodness, Andrew Luck still doesn't have an offensive line.
True.
But yeah, I mean, and it kind of starts with the pass rush, and I think they have some good pass rush pieces. But I do agree with you. I still think they need a safety. I still think they needed that one good safety. I think they're one safety away from being, like, serious title contenders, like Super Bowl contenders. Well, let me rate it in, like, AFC championship game contenders. Like, they might show up there. So I think we're going to see more Derrick Henry. Let me start with the beginning. So I think that we're going to get more Derrick Henry, and I don't think DeMarco's going to get as many carries, which will keep him more fresh, even though I love DeMarco. And I think this is going to be the Marcus Mariota year. They gave him, you know, they drafted a wide receiver very high, a guy that I loved in college. They got Eric Decker, the veteran guy that, yes, it's just a one-year deal, so he can come in, really help, add depth. I don't get anybody that says anything bad about that draft pick. Yes, it might be a progress blocker, but I don't think it would be a progress blocker if you're letting the veteran play on the other side of the field as your rookie wide receiver. So, and especially in a year where it's so important, where this has to be Marcus Mariota's year, where he really steps forward, and hopefully he can play all 16 games. That's what I'm really hoping. And that's my question, Max. Is this Marcus Mariota's year? I say yes, because everything just seems to be going in that direction. The second year under Mike Mularkey, you got the weapons that you needed. Delanie Walker is still a fucking beast. And
somehow,
part of my language. But, if this isn't the year, then I might get a little worried. But, you know, Mariota's, he's used to being in an offense where he threw the ball a ton. But when and he had very few turnovers. But if he can just, like, throw 75% of those passes and still keep the same number of turnovers as he did in college, I think this will be his year.
100%.
So, because I think if they get the passing game really going, then they're going to win the division, I think. I think they could potentially even be an 11-5 team.
Okay. I'm gonna go more 10-6.
Okay.
Maybe even 9-7. I don't think they're at that point yet. So they were 9-7 last year. I can see them being around the same win loss as last year.
That's fair.
But I think that'll be enough to win the South.
I think 9-7 will be enough, but I think they're gonna go 11-5, because here's the thing: they get to play Blake Bortles potentially two games a year.
That's pushing it.
Andrew Luck, I would say, yeah, he might not even Blake might not even be there the second time they play. We don't know when Andrew Luck's going to actually play. We have not heard if he's going to be ready for the start of the season. So that means that they might play Scott Goatzean early on in the season.
Wow.
And if Tom Savage can't get it, I mean, if Tom Savage is still the quarterback, I mean, and still, like, you can't expect too much from Deshaun. I love him, and I'm very high on him, but you can't expect too much. So, I mean, I legitimately think that at the start of this year, the start of this season, if Andrew Luck isn't playing, they might have the best quarterback in the division.
Hot takes here. Heard it here first.
Well, I mean, Scott Tolzien, Blake Bortles, and Tom Savage aren't really the hardest competition.
And you're being too hard on Scott Tolzien.
Dude, Scott Goatzean, I know, I'm sorry. But yeah, it's like, I think this has to be Marcus Mariota's year if they are going to take a step forward. I think it happens, and I think they go between 10-6 and 11-5.
Mm-hmm.
And they win that dat-gum division, and then they lose to the Patriots in the AFC title game.
Okay. All right. Well, next up.
I'm totally kidding. I don't think they're going to the title game, but.
Okay. Well, hey, you never know. Don't be sleeping on the Titans.
Music City Miracle, baby. It could happen.
Part 2, the Electric Boogaloo.
Yes. So, the next team, Max.
Next team, we're talking about the beautiful city of Indianapolis. Nothing but great things about
the house that Peyton built. The College of Butler is located there. The college that Brad Stevens built. Not really, but not literally. But
Brad Stevens.
If only that half-court shot would have went in. F you, Duke. Not really. I mean, I don't have anything personal against Duke, but I would have legitimately, like, gone full human torch and exploded in a pile of flames if Gordon Hayward knocked down that half-court shot. So, anyways. So, Max, what are your thoughts on the Colts? What's your question?
So, you have arguably, well, you have the highest paid quarterback in the game right now.
Well, Derek Carr. Carr.
Excuse me.
Formerly. Highest.
Formerly.
The player.
The
player
artist formerly known as.
Mascot.
Which I honestly think that they've kind of been they've not been using Andrew Luck to his potential.
No, and there has been fewer sinnable football acts than not having giving Andrew Luck a good offense, because they have a bunch of small, speedy receivers. They need a Julio Jones type big. Well, who everyone needs Julio Jones, but like, just get a big bodied guy. Holy shit! Like, seriously, like it's making me mad now. Like, because Andrew Luck, people are now saying like, oh, Andrew Luck's overhyped. Everyone, be quiet. He led them to a playoff spot after they won two games the year prior. He has delivered on his performance, but he cannot carry a team when he's on his back and with a ruptured spleen. Drafting Ryan Kelly was a good start. Drafting Philip Dorsett when they had T.Y. Hilton, who was literally a carbon copy of T.Y. Hilton, horrible move. So just the way that they run that team, I'm mad. I think they need to fire Chuck Pagano too, which sucks because I like him a lot. I mean, I love his story.
His prime, I feel like.
The coach is washed.
He's done.
But I mean, like I love Andrew Luck so much that I legitimately went on iTunes and I bought the NFL to watch the ability to watch the NFL game where they came back against the Chiefs. Wow. by 28 points in the playoff game. So like I'm not hating on the Colts. I like the Colts a lot. I mean, I think everyone liked them ever since Peyton Manning played for them. But they need to do a better job. Like they need to step up their defense and they need to step up their offensive line.
They are now irrelevant in today's NFL.
Which sucks, because Andrew Luck is a beast. I loved the pick of Malik Hooker. I thought he was going to go top 10, and I'm sad he didn't, because he had one of the best college seasons out of safety as I've ever seen. He had, I think it was 8 picks, and 3 of them were for pick sixes.
Yeah, he was good. Can't confirm.
He was a beast.
Saw it live.
So my question, Max.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's honestly the most important one is, I mean, this might be small, but when is Andrew Luck going to play? If he's not able to play week one, they might go. If I'm afraid he's not going to be able to come back until week 5 or 6, they might legitimately be 1-5 or 0-6.
Yeah. Who's the backup?
Scott Goatzine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're screwed. They like do have Frank the Tank Gore, but he can only do so much.
Yeah, we are, Max. We're a little bit over 2 weeks away from the start, and we have not heard the all clear. Andrew Luck has not practiced, or I'm sorry, he's not thrown.
That's
concerning. That is concerning. So. I mean, yeah, like, that team is so dependent on how Andrew Luck plays because of how weak they are everywhere else. That's what I'm mostly concerned with. It's like, we just need to know when he can play. If he can play, then we know that they're going to get at least 8 wins just because of him, because we've seen too many times that Andrew Luck game where they're down by 2 touchdowns and he's able to lead them back and win by 3 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's what I'm waiting on.
So, my question revolves around Andrew Luck, but it's not more so giving him the tools around him, like we previously said. So, mine is, who is their game changer on defense? Mason did mention Malik Hooker, who I think is going to be
the beast
for him. I feel like Vontae Davis took a small step back this season.
Yeah, I mean, he's just I think, catching up with him as well.
That is true, but he was a really, really good, and now
he's great.
Good. I honestly cannot think of another player. Maybe Eric Walden is pretty decent.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. But I think they did great in the draft. They got Malik Hooker. Quincy Wilson should be a starting cornerback for them right out the gate.
Yeah.
And I think that Terrell Basham should be good. Defensive end, rush the passer, like we said, very, very important in this modern NFL. I think he has a chance to have an important role right out of the gate of their career. So that's great. 3 young guys who are immediate game changers for them. They need it. They definitely need more defensive star power, which they do not have any whatsoever right now.
And honestly, I don't even know a solution other than just go to the draft, man. Just go to the draft. Try to get a free agent. Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to do. I mean, I mean, yeah, there's that their defense is bad. But I love the Malik Hooker pick. It's the start in the right direction. That's honestly, Indy is such a weird team to me this year. Like, I don't think they're going to be as good as they were with Andrew Luck in the past, just because, you know, they might not have Andrew Luck. That's what's my most concerning thing is, when are we going to see him back? Because he's a great player, but he can only do so much. And especially if he only plays 10 games, we could legitimately see them go 6-10.
Which is such a shame. Wasting Luck's peak years on mediocrity.
Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, that's really all I have to say for the Colts, man. What about you? Anything?
Yeah, there's not much to say, dude. They're irrelevant. They're mediocre. They're kind of in that no man's land of a team where you're not doing bad enough to get these elite players, but you're not doing good enough to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You're stuck in the middle.
Yeah, I agree. So, let's talk about our favorite team in this division, Max, undoubtedly.
You mean the future 2017-2018 NFL Super Bowl champions?
First round pick? Oh. Let's talk about the 2020 Super Bowl champions, Max. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yags Nation.
We both said this before. We like that roster. We like a lot of the pieces on that roster.
So.
Tom Coughlin's in there to kind of get that identity of toughness, and I think Tom Coughlin knows about how Blake Bortles is bad. I'm not even going to say anything else. Blake Bortles is bad. Yes, it's going to be Blake Bortles' year. No, it's not. Blake Bortles is bad. I said it again.
Rip Blake.
Leonard Fournette says the NFL is easy because he played in the SEC. And Leonard, put your foot in your mouth. You're playing preseason, and you only played a certain number of snaps. I mean, I love you, but seriously, you have two ears and one mouth. Use the one that God gave you more of. So, I mean, just going in, my question is, Max, will they draft a QB this offseason? That's my question for them. Because that's the only question I have on their offense. I love their defense. I love their front seven. I think their defensive ends need to take just a little bit step forward, but their secondary is sexy. Well, they got AJ Boye, and they have the God, Jalen Ramsey.
The issue is that Dante Fowler has now multiple misdemeanors, so he might be heading towards a suspension.
Okay.
Which is not good.
But the NFL hasn't said anything on it yet.
They have not? Okay.
So my
question is very similar. When are they going to move on from Blake Bortles? I think we're both on the same page.
Yeah.
He is making the talent on this team worse, and that is not good.
Did you see – please tell me you saw the quote. I think it was Allen. I think Allen Robinson said it. It was either him or one of the, or it might have been Jalen Ramsey. I can't remember. I'll go back and find it. But someone said, "Just throw it in bounds, yo."
Robinson.
It was Allen. I just said, just throw it in bounds. Like, that's just how bad it's getting, man.
He's washed. Like, yeah, he had one.
No, he's not washed. He was never good. He's just bad.
All right, season like 2 years ago. They're taking a step forward.
He had a garbage time good year. Blake Bortles was able to throw a bunch of touchdowns because they had their second strings in because they were down by 24 points. And
okay,
so that's the thing. Yeah, like
give me something.
But yeah, like their defense looked fine last year. But how can you, you know, you can't play a full 60 minutes whenever you're on the field for 50 of it because your quarterback is so incompetent that, like, he's literally like the Salvador Dali of throwing interceptions now.
that's pretty impressive.
Yes.
I just think, yeah, they put in the backup, chalk this year up to an
Chad, where did you go?
Henny. Then
get yourself, a Henny for your thoughts.
Get yourself one Darnold.
I was going to ask you, Max, how salivating would it be if you had that roster, but with Sam the Goat Darnold as your quarterback?
Well, the issue is, I think this is A-Rob's contract year,
so
losing him.
No,
so
he'll
they franchise tag him.
No, he'll get a deal because they already gave a deal to Allen Hurns. He already got his. So I think they're going to take care of A-Rob next.
But do they have the cheddar?
Yeah, them? Max, they have the. They just paid AJ Bouye $23 million a year.
True.
They got the cheddar.
Cheddar is cheddar.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've liked this roster a lot, pretty much from all sides. They got some good offense. Like, Allen Robinson's one of the most talented wide receivers in the NFL. Leonard Fournette, we already know what he is. He's a beast. He's going to be a very physical guy. Hopefully he'll be able to live up to the hype.
Hopefully Julius Thomas can actually return to his
former
goodness.
And also, just get rid of Blake Bortles. Like, that's it. Like, no, it's time. Like, I really do not like giving up on a player, but it's time. It's time.
You had your run. You had your chance. It has been 3 seasons. See ya.
Yeah. It's time to, quote-unquote, punt on that option. So
pack your bags. You're going to Cleveland.
Cleveland. Actually, they might have their quarterback with Kaiser now, so true. We'll see. I think what you meant to say was future. Oh, Max, what's more perfect? Roster with Blake Bortles and Christian Hackenberg on the same team.
Oh my God.
With the New York Jets. Oh, it'd be perfect. It'd be a work of art.
Can you have 2 quarterbacks in at the same time and just have them like both like throw the ball together?
Just run the flea flicker, but when Blake Bortles flicks it back to Christian Hackenberg, he throws an interception somehow in the backfield.
Yes. It'd be beautiful.
That's
it's
the
like
dream,
the Harlem Globetrotters of shittiness.
Well, I think so. So they're the Generals.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. So, but yeah, let's end on that high note, man. Let's end on that high note. So.
Alrighty. On that point, thank you guys for listening to the Pressing Coverage podcast. We very much appreciate it. If you did like what you heard here, make sure to go check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Pressing Cover, along with Facebook, just Pressing Cover. And finally, make sure to like, subscribe, share, scream it to the rooftops about the podcast. And finally, go check out the main site, PressingCoverage.com. Thank you, guys.
Peace! Sweet Caroline.